This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's another fellow that knows his foreign policy without question. And the first in our series of conversations with the presidential candidates, we start with this man because, number one, he respected North Dakota enough to campaign and at both ends of the state last go around. He won North Dakota along with South Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa. So he's a Heartlander favorite, our friend Senator Rick Santorum, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Senator.
How you doing, Scott? It's so great to be back with you, and it's great to be talking to the folks in North Dakota. I mean, that's a very, very soft place in my heart for the people up there in North Dakota. I look forward to coming back and campaigning there soon.
We do as well. So Ron and Kildare is on the phone, and he's not far from where you were in Tioga and Williston, up at that end of the, the end of the state. And he said he's been following this Iran deal quite closely and has a question about it, and that's whether or not it can be improved. Right, Ron? What's your question for Rick?
Yeah, my question would be specifically, what are you asking for from the Iranians, and how are you going to get it?
Well, you say what I would ask for or what this deal asks for?
What you would ask for, sir.
Okay, yeah. What I believe we need to do is to go is to basically dictate terms to the Iranians, and that is that they need to open up all of their facilities, military, civilian, to immediate and instantaneous inspections. That the UN as well as U.S. inspectors, and that they dismantle all of their nuclear capability. Same thing with their ballistic missile capability. So we would have them comply with the ABM treaty, comply with the nuclear treaties, and require immediate open inspections for all of their sites. Period. That's what I would ask for. And I would say that if they don't do that, then we will begin to take action beginning with sanctions, but frankly, amping up from there. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm even a little bit older than you are. I was in the service during the Vietnam era, and it sounds to me an awful lot like war. You know, it sounds to me like you guys are getting ready to go to war, which I don't mind. Don't misunderstand me. I come from a military family. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go to war. What I'm saying is, number one, if we do go to war, let's have a really, really good reason to go to war. And number two, as far as I'm concerned, everybody goes, everybody fights.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call. Anything else you want to respond to on that?
Senator? Yeah, I would say that we are on a path to war right now with Iran, because Iran's going to, and we're going to be in a much worse situation because Iran is on the pathway to a nuclear weapon. There's no question. The reason everybody wants that to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is because there's a greater fear that Iran will use a nuclear weapon there than any other country in the world. Why? Because they're a radical theocracy who is focused on bringing about the end of the world. That's their whole ideology. It's all about this return of this Imam or the Mahdi that is about the bringing about the end of time. So you have an apocalyptic theocracy in charge of Iran right now, that we're going to give them the ability to bring about their apocalypse. And it's one of the reasons that you're seeing Democrats and Republicans for 25 years be concerned about a nuclear Iran, because they're different than any other country in the world that's ever attempted to get a nuclear weapon. And so you can say, I'm not arguing with you, that when you dictate terms like I've just suggested, that it's going to be a very, very tough thing to get accomplished without ramping up both sanctions as well as a whole host of covert and other types of operations to make things very, very unpleasant for the Iranians. But here's what I do know, that Iran came to the table because they were suffering badly under the existing sanctions, and there was a lot of unrest within their country. Remember, just in 2009, there was a revolution that was taking place, which had we sided with the revolutionaries of the Green Revolution, we might have gotten rid of this theocracy. So I don't think it necessarily means war. What I do believe means war is giving Iran a nuclear weapon, because I think there's no question at that point that we're going to be engaged. Israel will have to do something to stop them from getting that nuclear weapon. And if they do get a nuclear weapon, we're going to be engaged in a war that no one wants.
Ron, appreciate the call. Ron and Kildare calling on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More of our conversation with Senator Rick Santorum. First in our series of conversations with the presidential candidates. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. So if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome them. We have a listener who wants Senator Santorum's take on Donald Trump. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You see the story about that pillow fight that MyPillow put on? Largest pillow fight like in history. I don't know if they're in the world record now or not, but tell you what, somebody tries to steal my pillow and there'd be a pillow fight, all right, for sure, because I sleep like a baby with that thing. And, you know, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to improving your sleep is MyPillow. We have a great relationship with these folks, and they're great supporters of this program, and we honor them by getting a great deal, two-for-one deal. 800-506-9028, the toll-free telephone number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for a great deal. Senator Rick Santorum with us in our chat with the candidate town hall today on the program. First in a series we're going to do with all the presidential candidates. Senator Santorum, bring us into your strategy a little bit on how you're going to take your message and maybe how your message is a little different this time and get across the finish line to actually have that nomination this go-around instead of being the runner-up like last go-around.
Well, I mean, the message is really geared on trying to get people back to work who have been left behind by the economy of the last 15 or 20 years. And it's a combination of energy and manufacturing. I mean, we have to really, put the pedal to the metal on our energy production, keeping our energy prices at a strong, stable, affordable level to drive manufacturing in this country. And if we can get manufacturing employment, as you know, we're in Pennsylvania. We have the Marcellus Shale, and obviously you've got the Bakken there. We got to find uses for our products. I mean, we got a demand problem here, and you're obviously seeing that with oil prices right now. And to change that, you get the manufacturing economy of this country going. You'll increase demand dramatically. You start making things again in America. We had 20 million people employed in manufacturing 30 years ago. We have now 11 million people, and it's dropping like a rock. We can turn that around because we now have good, strong, affordable energy prices for manufacturing, which is a great competitive advantage for us vis-a-vis the rest of the world. Plus, we have the intellectual property, we have the access to market, we have all these good things. But we have a very uncompetitive tax system, we have a very uncompetitive regulatory environment, we have a very uncompetitive trade environment, and I've put together a comprehensive package that's going to deal with all of those things oriented toward making manufacturing king again in America. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited that we have a positive, hopeful, uplifting plan to help the American worker who's been struggling the most, have seen their wages flatline for 20 years. And then I throw on top of that, we're going to do immigration control. We're not going to be the party of, open borders or amnesty, but a party that says we're going to look out for the interests of American workers. We're going to reduce the amount of legal immigration in this country by 25%. We're going to secure our borders, we're going to enforce our visa programs and e-verify, and we're going to make sure the American worker has a chance to see their wages go up.
All right, I have Hannah in Bismarck that has an email question, and Rod and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here, so we have just 2 minutes left. Let's do this as quick as we can, questions and answers. Rod, Minot, your question for the Senator, go.
Senator, I understand that I had heard in the Iran deal, is it true that verbiage is in there that says, if Iran goes to war with Israel, that we have to be on their side? And if that's true, how could that have ever got past the UN Security Board?
It does not, to my knowledge, it does not say that. And what it says is that we will give them the technology to defeat an Israeli attack on their cyber attack on that. The way the Israelis have helped contain the Iranian nuclear program to date is through computer viruses that have slowed down the research and development of their nuclear technology. And what we agreed to do was to give them the antidote to those computer viruses. So it's not a military attack we're defending from Israel that we've promised to defend, but we promised to defend Iran from a cyber attack from Israel.
Wow, that still seems beyond the pale to me. Rod, appreciate the call.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Hannah in Bismarck says, please ask Rick Santorum his opinion of Donald Trump and what he's brought to this presidential race.
I think Donald Trump has brought a flair and he resonated with people who are angry with the political class in Washington, D.C.
and thinks that no one is out there, as I mentioned earlier, out there fighting for the average person in America, the hardworking people that are not doing well and not rising in this country. And
has he faced some of the political establishment opposition that you did in previous go arounds?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's certainly facing it right now. The question is, over the long term, how are you gonna survive it? And you know, he's gonna continue to get beaten up, and it's how well you're able to handle those things, and whether you can respond with positive policy proposals that are gonna make people take you seriously. And we'll wait and see whether he can do that or not. That's, you know, we're running a very policy heavy campaign, and we're painting a policy, a positive vision. And we're saying, I'm the guy that can get it done. I mean, I have the only record in this field of someone who's actually accomplished a lot of major things in Washington, D.C. And I've been gone long enough to get the stink off me and have enough experience to be able to go there and get things done.
Senator, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking a few minutes away from those all-important Iowans on this busy day. And we'll stay in touch, okay?
Thanks so much, Scott. God bless. Bye-bye now.
God bless you. Senator Rick Santorum checking in from the campaign. Oh, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa's pick in the 2008 race. That's why we started with him first on our conversation with the candidates' town halls. Who do you want next? Let us know. Send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon, and you're listening to What's on Your Mind, where Bargo comes to talk. Let the show continue.
Twenty past
past the hour. We continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hammond. We're brought to you today by the NorthDakotaOilCan.com website. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Do you know there's 90% less impact on the environment from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing? Reduces the land impacts by 90%. Those are the kind of facts you can find at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Learn more about the Bakken and learn how what I just described happens. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter. Check out their YouTube videos. Watch and learn. You'll see it all. The latest from Oil Can Online. On our newsmaker line, on this Wednesday edition of the program, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Busy news week for you and Betsy and the Dalrymple family, and for that matter, the North Dakota political scene. So wanted to visit with you a little bit about your decision. And
sure, sure.
How you feeling now a couple of days later after the big news?
Well, you know, it kind of feels funny because I showed up for work this morning at the Capitol, same as always, and I have another 16 months to serve as governor, so in some ways, it feels like business as usual, but no, I know that we changed the scene out there a little bit on Monday afternoon.
Well, talk about, you know, all those years at the Capitol. First as a legislator, and then as a lieutenant governor, and then governor. I mean, that's quite a sweep, quite an impact on North Dakota. As you look back over that entire tenure, what are you most proud of?
Well, I'm generally, you know, just proud of the incredible progress that North Dakota has made over a 30-year period. It's really phenomenal how well our state has done, and we should all be proud of that. It's a terrific state, full of terrific people, and you know, the statistics bear that out. As recently as 2004, we were 38th in the nation of the 50 states in personal income, and now we're sixth. So we've come a long ways. The incomes used to be 13% below the national average. Now it's 19% above the national average. So in terms of our state economy, it's really a transformation. It's a tremendous diversification of our state economy. And we always had the people here, I think, that, you know, knew how to seize opportunities when they come. And that's really what's happening today.
So what do you credit for all that? Is it just a belief set that said, here's what we're going to do to have government here to work for the people and provide for, you know, a sound business environment? How does that happen?
Well, it's not rocket science, as they say. There are some very specific reasons why our state has risen to the top of the pile. You know, we encourage job development in every way. We encourage businesses to come here and grow and expand. And the business climate is a kind of an overused term, but basically it means that, you know, insurance rates are reasonable, tax rates are reasonable and have gone down steadily. And people, you know, notice that trend very clearly. Taxes and insurance rates on business are very reasonable. Then you combine that with a state government that has been fiscally very responsible on basically no state debt and income taxes, you know, coming down regularly. And, you know, if you combine that with a great workforce and, you know, you have the formula for success. It could work in any state. It can work in any country. We just happen to be, like, number one.
16 months left, as you mentioned, and that's no small amount of time, given, you know, the percentage of your term it represents. What do you still want to accomplish? What's left to do?
Well, we, want to continue on the same path that we have been. We want to continue to make major investments in infrastructure in North Dakota. We are continuing to work on property tax relief. where we've already made a lot of progress. Since 2009, our total tax relief has amounted to $4.2 billion less that people have had to pay thanks to our reforms. We've reformed the entire way that property tax is collected, and we're going to do more there because we think that the state should look at picking up more of the county share of social services costs. So we continue on those paths, housing development, we're making great progress. We're spending more prudently on education. And, of course, continuing, you know, to have a great business climate.
Obviously, now a lot of folks are saying, okay, if not Jack, who? Who's going to be the next governor? A lot of speculation that your lieutenant governor, member of your administration, obviously someone you brought in after fulfilled the term of Governor Hovind, Drew Wrigley is one of the names being mentioned. Do you think Drew Wrigley will be a candidate? And talk about the lieutenant governor's chances at being governor.
Well, I think he's certainly a strong possibility, and, you know, only he can answer the big question about whether he will or he won't, but he would certainly, you know, make an excellent governor. He's been an outstanding lieutenant governor, and he's certainly, you know, one of the people that, you know, people will look to, and I think people will hope that he comes forward.
You mentioned in your announcement Monday that you thought there'd be a contest for this. Do you think there's going to be a number of people vying for the nomination, and will you endorse anybody?
Well, I think there will be quite a bit of interest. You know, this is something that did not really impact the decision that Betsy and I made. we believe in the process, and we think that the process works. But in general, I think there are others who would also make outstanding governors that are Republicans. Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, is certainly one of those. There are legislators like Senator Tom Campbell, who is, I think, interested. Maybe Rick Berg will reappear on the scene. There are outstanding business people like Doug Burgum. I think there's a really deep list of people who would be excellent candidates.
This will be interesting to watch, Governor. To you and Betsy, thanks. This is a true public service, as I mentioned on the heels of your announcement. I think you know, people don't realize what it takes to put their lives aside and on behalf of public service. And you didn't have to do that. You've done it for a long time, and North Dakotans thank you for it. So appreciate everything you've done.
Yeah, well, thanks, Scott. You're kind to say that, and, you know, I appreciate it very much. We know that, you know, in modern politics, it can be a blood sport at times, but we are very proud to have had the opportunity to serve.
Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
New topic, new hour. Kevin Riley, a spokesperson for the sewer silence effort that had a rally this weekend at UND. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about the group and about your involvement and what you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, the Sioux Silence group is really primarily made up of Native Sioux, who originally were formed to try to combat the wiping out of the Native American imagery. You see, in the beginning, I always thought, too, what Foreign Communications and everybody else tried to tell us was that they were offended by the nickname and it was hostile and offensive, when in fact, it's just the other way around. They endear it. They believe that it is a honor. And so that's really how the group got started. And this most recent rally really was just to draw attention to the fact that you know, in this nickname committee that was handpicked by President Kelly was, you know, when they came out with the decision to drop just North Dakota the way we've been playing for the last 3 years, that caused a big uproar. And the problem with that is that, you know, we're not saying we're saying we would like to have that as an option. We're not telling Mr. Kelly to make that the name. We're just telling him to put that on as an option and let the people vote on it. You know, it was quite obvious that was the overwhelming favorite, and they pull it off, you know, much like taking a candidate that's running for office out because you don't like them. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and how it was done was a little, you know, fishy, because it was very obvious that was what was going on. Even in the scoring among the committee, you know, the folks that wanted it removed would give it a zero, you know, and the folks that were in favor would give it the highest number. And there's a lot of games being played about it, but it was quite obvious, as you say, the idea was, okay, that's been the popular choice from the very beginning. That's, you know, the more folks submitted the suggestion North Dakota than any other. And in all of the different surveys, it continued to lead. So the idea was, we better get rid of it, or it's going to be the pick, which is not exactly how it's supposed to work, right?
Exactly, and that's what we're saying, you know. And you know, Mr. Kelly has already basically resigned. So we're saying either go now, or just let this process get picked up by the next administration. You know, somebody who's got a future here and who cares about what's going on here. You know, instead of, you know, this is the probably one of the most divisive things in this state in history. And yet, we're going to make this decision, you know, typically, you know, behind closed doors or whatever the situation is. But we're going to make this decision on a guy who's on his way out, and he's going to do it on his way out, literally. and nobody's going to buy it, no matter what. And I understand that, you know, they're trying to get people to buy the merchandise and that kind of thing. But, you know, they just need to, they need to hear what the people are saying out here.
You know, so your mission is to get North Dakota back on the list, right? Which President Kelly has said that he will consider. I mean, right after it was removed, the way it was removed, he came out and said, I'll take it under advisement. I'll consider whether we'll ultimately consider it, right? And that, exactly. that's your first mission here, right?
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah. And then second of all was to say the president ought to resign?
Well, what we're saying is that just leave this process up to the next president that comes in. Leave it up to the next administration. And if it means that, you know, he doesn't, if it means that he is going to, have to make this decision, then we're saying he should leave now.
Kevin Riley's with us, representing the Sue Were Silenced campaign that held a rally at UND over the weekend. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline today on the program. Kevin, tell me about the rally. How'd it go?
Well, it went well. We 10 minutes before we started, we had about a 3-inch rain, and it was a complete downpour. The winds came up. So a lot of people that were around in cars getting, you know, waiting out the rain figured that it was just going to get canceled, so it left. So we didn't have a huge turnout. But we had a really nice ceremony with some people from the Sioux tribes speaking from both Standing Rock and Spirit Lake. We had Archie Fulbear spoke. Antoine American Horse Jr. spoke. Frank Burgraff, an alum, hockey alum from UND, spoke. And we had some honoring. We had some people honored for that were involved and or descendants of people who were involved in the 1969 ceremony where they granted the name to UND to be used forever. Now, people do get this confused with, you know, trying to get the Sioux name back. And, you know, sure, we'd like that, but we know that's not going to happen. So we're just trying to look at what, you know, this is something that has been so divisive that we're trying to look ahead and say, look, let's try to get everybody at least together so we can have both sides at least satisfied and let this process drop for now.
Yeah,
and
I think
down the road.
I think, yeah, let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because I think that's one of the reasons there's so much resistance to North Dakota as an option, because some people see it as a path to bring Fighting Sioux back, and as you say, that's not your intention. Hang tight, Kevin. We'll chat more on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind Monday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hinlon here with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We're taking your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking about a weekend rally that was held at the University of North Dakota by the Sioux Were Silenced campaign, and specifically relating to the North Dakota name. Some calls waiting to weigh in here, but I wanted to finish what we were talking about on the other end of the break here. Kevin Riley is your spokesperson for the group. And that is that it seems to me that, and I heard this basically from a number of people on the committee, you hear it from some of the professors, well, if we don't pick Sundogs, or we don't pick North Stars, or we don't pick something else, then they're always going to want to get North Dakota Fighting Sioux back. So, you know, the argument to eliminate North Dakota and pick a name means if you're the Sundogs, you can't be the Fighting Sioux. If you're something else, then you can't be the Fighting Sioux. If you stay in North Dakota, then you could become Fighting Sioux at some point. That seems to be the push against North Dakota as an option. Would you agree, Kevin?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, sure, that's what people say, and sure, we'd take the Fighting Sioux name back in a minute if we could. I mean, you think about it, we've met every requirement, the same requirements that all eight other schools that got the naming exception got made. We've met those requirements, same requirements. Standing Rock never got a vote. We were held to higher requirements. So yeah, people are upset about it. People are not going to forget about it. And right now, the only thing that seems to be acceptable on both sides is just leaving it the way it is right now. And I understand
my point is that North Dakota is not your choice because you hope Fighting Sioux gets attached back to it at some point, even though obviously, who knows what the future holds. You're saying it's just too soon to pick Sundogs or pick Nodaks or pick one of these other names. Give us some distance between, because to these folks that you had at this rally, who, again, had loved ones that attended this ceremony in 1969 and bestowed that honor on UND to say, you are the Fighting Sioux. This is like, you know, this is a wound for them to remove this name, correct?
Oh, exactly. And as Antoine American Horse Jr. said in his speech on Saturday, he talked about how this name was granted to the University of North Dakota forever. They smoked the peace pipe, which in their customs that cannot be undone. Of course, we've been through all that, and that's fine. But the fact remains that they also got American Indian Studies. They got a lot of education for their young, and they understand that education is their way to be successful in the future. So that was a win-win for both sides. And they're feeling very strongly about this, and I'm supporting that.
Let's go back to the phones here.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. I mean, you know, the fact is that it's too soon. I mean, you know, judging by the rain on Saturday, I'd be surprised if they didn't come out and call us the floating prairie chickens, and let's go, you know. So it's just too soon. It's too soon.
Duane and Binford, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. This all reminds me of Ralph Engelstad answering an op-ed about when they first started this fight, oh, some years back, and about, 2 weeks later when Ralph passed away. And he said that he would tear down the Engelstad Arena brick by brick if they ever did this. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, he said he would he'd bulldoze it, but again, that was a fit of frustration given how he'd
right.
been told one thing and another thing happened, right?
Right, yeah, and, you know, I do have a name to suggest that would really put a thorn in some people's side, but please, no offense to anybody, how about the Fighting Susies?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
good luck.
Thank you. Dwight and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just have a simple question for you. Has the NCAA ever been... have they ever failed in their attempt to get a school to change their nickname that
have
you know
ever,
of?
Have they ever failed? Well, yeah, I mean, as Kevin was referencing earlier, there was a set of criteria that were met by a number of schools.
No, not about University of North Dakota, about any other school in the country.
That's what I'm saying. There was a set of criteria that schools were given that had... Indian nicknames, and they had to meet them. So Florida Seminoles, for instance, and other schools as well. And Kevin, you referenced this earlier, but they really stuck it to North Dakota in that they required both approval of Spirit Lake and Standing Rock. And that was the rub, right?
That's correct, Scott. They all the other eight schools that got the naming exception got it based on one tribe. In fact, in one state, 10 tribes said no. One tribe said yes, and they got that naming exception. We also had that one tribe say yes, and the other tribe never even got to say it. And Archie Boulder gathered 1,000 signatures down on Standing Rock to get that to go to a vote, and they never put it to a vote. So this is the kind of stuff that's really bitter in a lot of people's minds that are really not going to let this go. So, yes, all the other schools that got the naming exception got it based on one tribe, and we were held to two based on what we believe is an illegal settlement agreement that happened just before it was going to court.
Then why haven't you contacted the Attorney General to take the NCAA into federal court and charge them with racketeering under the RICO Act? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the Florida Attorney General decided to do, and the NCAA backed off when they tried to get Florida State to change their name.
Now, our Attorney General entered into an agreement with the NCAA, and it was giving amount of time to go get the approval of these two tribes, and then when it didn't happen, we sort of lost our legal standing in that regard, Dwight, but... I share your frustration in wanting to have it done differently.
We also believe that they knew that was never going to go to a vote on Standing Rock.
Therefore, they were fine with that, knowing it would go away, you mean?
Yeah, we believe that they knew it wasn't going to go to a vote, so that was the day we basically gave away the Fighting Sioux nickname.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This victory, albeit temporary, in a courtroom yesterday, federal courtroom, Judge Erickson's courtroom, what does it mean?
It's a big deal, and kudos to Attorney General Wayne Stengem, leading a lawsuit on behalf of 13 states. This is Waters, the U.S. WOTUS, and it is a big-time overreach by the EPA. Obviously, he has real impact, adverse impact for our farmers and ranchers. I think it violates private property rights. I'd actually worked to defund the interpretive rule last year. That lasts for a year. So the concern was that now that would expire and the regulation would kick in today without a stay or an injunction to stop it. And Attorney General went to federal district court in Fargo. Judge Erickson made the case. The judge agreed to stay the regulation, in essence, to say, no, you can't put it into effect. And that gives us time not only to pursue the litigation, but also to, again, go back and either defund or deauthorize this regulation.
Now, I don't know. Obviously, this is sort of what we're left to, right, to fight the EPA in court. I mean, is this the best tool, you think, ultimately, to stop this thing dead in its tracks? Is it the courtroom? Is it defunding? I mean, you know.
No, we got to. Scott, we got to go at it on both fronts. So this gives us the time that the regulation has stayed. Now, the EPA is trying to say just in these 13 states. So the next fight is going to be, hey, wait a minute, is it just these 13 states or is it nationally? A court in Georgia and a court in West Virginia said the decision would have to go to the appellate court in D.C. So there'll be further litigation both on the stay, and I think there's going to be some other states very interested now in joining our lawsuit led by North Dakota and Attorney General Stangem, because in those 13 states, EPA has agreed they can't implement the rule, but they're going to try to implement this regulation in the other 37 states. So those states may be very interested in joining with us, and that's why this likely will go to the D.C. appellate court, maybe all the way to the Supreme Court. Important point, though, is it gives us time to both pursue it in terms of the legal case and try to knock down the regulation, but it also gives us time in Congress to try to either defund it like we did a year ago or to deauthorize it, meaning passing a law saying, no, you can't put it into effect.
So does the, you know, the language, I mean, obviously he's not ruling completely on it. He's just saying it appears there's enough that this is going to be a good argument in court that the EPA has violated their congressional grant of authority in what do they call it, promulgation of the rule at issue. Explain that. I mean, that's basically questioning the constitutionality of what they've done, right?
Yeah, I mean, you described it exactly right, Scott. Basically what Judge Erickson said is, look, if there's a great likelihood the states will prevail because the EPA has exceeded their congressional authority. They go beyond the Clean Water Act. They have taken, under a legal theory they called significant nexus, authority to regulate all water wherever it exists, not just navigable bodies. And the only authority Congress has given under the law is that they could regulate what are called navigable bodies of water.
So what advice do you have for farmers and ranchers out there watching this back and forth? I mean, should they breathe a little easier now, or is this still a big battle?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the 13 states led by North Dakota now, there's a stay on this regulation. So they'll continue to operate under what's called a general farming exemption. And that's what they've been able to operate under for the past year, because, like I said, I was able to defund what's called the interpretive rule. So they'll continue to operate as they have. Now, outside the 13 states, they've got a real concern because EPA is saying that they still intend to implement it in those states that weren't part of our litigation. And that's why the next battle is going to be to see whether, for those other 37 states, this stay that the 13 states now have because of Attorney General Stangem's action and the ruling by Judge Erickson, whether that will be extended to the other 37 states.
And as far as what you're trying to do in Congress and the funding, we're at a crucial time on that as well here in the next month or so, right?
Very important point, because I've already put it in the appropriations bill. In EPA's appropriations bill, we defunded this. It's my provision. I put it in the bill. But that bill's being filibustered on the Senate floor. If we can get that bill passed through the floor, and we passed it through the committee already, but if we get it passed on the floor now, that would defund this provision for everybody for another year and in all likelihood make the Obama administration have to start over on the thing. So the key is that we get some help on the Senate floor on both sides of the aisle to get this done.
All right, and is it a matter of votes?
Yeah, we got to get to 60 votes. And
are you close?
Well, I think I've got everybody on our side of the aisle. So if we need some help on the other side, and right now it's being filibustered.
Yeah, and does a court injunction like this help to say, you know, hey, even the courts agree this thing isn't constitutional? Will that help bring anybody on the other side our way?
Well, and that's why I talk about, you know, we've got it stayed in the 13 states. The other 37 states now, I think, are going to be very concerned. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Do we get the courts to extend the stay? So it'll probably go to the appellate court. Or now can I convince enough of my colleagues to join me? And again, that's where, you know, we're being filibustered on this approach bill and others. And so in September, it's going to be very interesting.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copperdoor Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.